Central Victoria's Gold, John Mellencamp. Back when he was known as Johnny Cougar, hurt so good. It's 13 past eight. Time for the dog spots. Very good morning to Joe from Righteous Pups. G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you going?
You've got a very special guest with you this morning. I think it's going to become a bit of a regular. He's very quiet. Who is it?
He is very quiet. His name is Jimmy, and he's almost ready to graduate as an assistance dog. And I asked him for a bit of a help this morning because we've got a topic about car sickness and dogs.
Okay. And Jimmy's going to be coming in regularly, I think.
He is.
Doesn't say very much. Keeps a very to himself.
Yeah, just kind of a laid-back, kind of chilled guy, but he's a very respectful and very beautiful young Labrador.
Like John Mellencamp there, I think.
Very, very much. He's actually named after Jimmy Barnes.
Barnes.
He's got music in his blood.
And we might take a photo of Jimmy and put it on our Facebook and Facebook page and also our website so our listeners can have a look at Jimmy.
Fantastic.
So you're going to help Elise today. She has a rescue dog and an older dog, and he or she's not travelling so well in the car.
Yes, this is a common story that you hear. Firstly, Elise, thank you so much for taking in a rescue dog. I think a lot of listeners would be horrified to know the numbers of dogs that that are euthanised each year just in Victoria alone, and 95% of those cases are not medical related. They inevitably, unfortunately, are either because of poor socialisation or behaviour issues that have become big and big. So, Elise, awesome job. Thank you so much. So we'll get on to the topic of today, car sickness. Now, car sickness, both humans and dogs get, and it tends to be for dogs. It starts when they're puppies. When they're born, their structure of their ear isn't completely developed, and so just like us, a lot of motion happens within the inner ear, and that's how we all get our bearings. So often puppies can develop car sickness at a very early age, and then once they've developed it, it can be associated with the car. So that's what 90% of issues you're dealing with are those associations or condition responses.
So it gets sick. One off in the car, and then it's going in the car, so it gets sick. It associates car with sick. Is that
exactly right? Okay. And especially, like, if you think about it, most people, most dogs travel in cars to get from point A to point B when they first arrive, maybe to the vets, and sometimes to the park.
And that's pretty much.
And that's it. So if you most of your car trips up until now were to the vets, and things happened that were unpleasant at the vets, or you had medication and you got back in the car, it's easy to make that association. Every time this car is in this picture, something unpleasant happens to me. And it can also just be because you might be a dog that's fearful. And so, you know, you've got your windows wound down, all those smells are coming in, just like we look out and we see all this stuff, they smell all this stuff, and it can be quite overwhelming for a young dog, and then that association goes into adulthood. So it can be really, really complicated.
So how do we fix the problem, Joe?
Fantastic. Okay, so what we do first is we need to isolate whether or not it is actually a medical condition or whether or not it is just an association that we can break down. So I would suggest to go to your vets and just make sure that there's no ear infections, there's no damage to the structure of the ears, and just talk to your vet about the car sickness. Worst case scenario, there are medications that the dog can take to help them be able to cope better in the car. Now I'm going to change track and I'm going to talk about how we would change that association. So if the association is, when I get in the car, unpleasant things happen and it's not fun for me, what I want to do is now start to make the whole pattern of the car fun. So I would start even with getting the keys. That's the first part of the pattern of getting in the car. So I would get the keys and just, you know, make a bit of noise, nice and gentle, nothing overt, and I would just start giving my dog bits of beautiful chicken cooked and in small little portions, just about the keys. Then I'll leave that alone for a while, and then I'll do a little bit more. So keys, my first step. Then I might have the car car with the windows down, no engine on, and I might encourage my dog into the car for 5 seconds and chicken, 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 chicken. And then away we go. So we're out of that now. So I'm starting to associate for my dog, chicken happens around this car, or this special toy happens around this car. Then it might be that I sit with my dog in the car while we're eating chicken, chicken, chicken. And then from there, the next step in my process, as you can see, it's starting to have, and then it might be a drive,
a short
just
drive, maybe
around the block. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Then it might be from around the block, it might be to the dog park. And chicken, 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 we get to play with other dogs. And then chicken, chicken, chicken when we get home. So you're starting to change the emotional response about the car. And as you were saying, you were telling me a great story about your dog where you took your dog then for a drive on the freeways, short freeway bursts, and so on and so forth, till you build away a different association to what was originally there. If that doesn't change, or you're not sure how to take that in steps, for this type of issue, I would definitely recommend a professional to come in and just write you a plan so you can break it down into the steps, and make sure you get somebody who's a behavioralist, not somebody who's, you know, just got been 5 minutes in and thinks they've got a good idea.
So the dog ends up thinking that getting in the car is a pleasant experience because it gets a treat and it gets to have a fun run around in the park. Might go to the vet occasionally, but there's a good chance it could be a fun experience.
Exactly right. You imagine if you've been to the dentist and every time you go, somebody pulls a teeth. Now, I've been on lots of fun other car rides, so car rides can be also fun, and sometimes we go to the dentist. Exactly the same for the dog.
Sounds good, Joe. If you're having a problem with your dog, drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. And thanks also to Jimmy for coming in.